Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is 8/21, August 21st. Almost all the schools around us have started, and life is starting to feel a little normal, although it's still muggy and hot. But we're there. We're almost there, kind of getting away from all this heat. Hello, everybody. I guess I'm here, and I don't have chat today, so I don't know if you can hear me, but I think you can. And I just wanted to say we were talking about it being the 21st of August and how fast time goes. But there's something that doesn't change with time. And that's how we feel about ourselves. And I realize that we're not comfortable with loving ourselves because we're not really sure what that means. And it's a lot simpler than we think. Care, to nurture, to deal with our own stuff that we want or that we've had happen to us throughout our life, to the decisions we make today and how we feel when we're just alone, how we feel when we're falling asleep, how we feel when we're waking up. And I realized that there's little things, not big things. It's not walking around saying, well, I love myself. I love everybody unconditionally. I this, I that. And honestly, you could say that all day long. I've met a lot of people doing this work, a lot of people. And the ones who blurted out all day long, they were people I took aside, and I say, why do you have to say it like that? The ones I could, not everyone. Why do you have to say it like that? Why do you have to say it out loud and to everyone? I go, because that's what I do. And I said, but not really. It's impossible. We don't love everyone. Not because people are good or bad. There's people we don't get along with. There's people that do horrific things. Just got to kind of be balanced that, hey, you know what? I love the people I know. I care about myself and what I can control in my life. That takes a huge burden off of you. Because what I found out over time was the people that tried to, you know, they went to all these sacred places around the world, and said, you know, well, I've been here and I've been there and I know this and I know that and I know and all these different spiritual echelons and you know it. And that's great, but it doesn't change how you feel. So when I hear people say, I'm pure, I don't have ego, I have this, those are affirmations. Those are things we wish we are, but if we're going to wish for that, there's something interesting that goes along with it. And what goes along with it is the fact that you yourself I don't know if I'm back in the show or not. I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk today. This has been quite the experience, my third try, and I see somebody called in, and I'm trying on another device to see if we can get in. Just give me a second, and we're back on self-love, because this is such a subtle topic, but boy, if we could just ride this day through, I think we'll be okay. It's just amazing that some days it all works so well. Most of the time, it all works so well. And other times, it's just horrific. And that's today. I'm on my way. Hang in there if we can. almost there. This is been, it's been crazy this whole weekend. The program, everything on Blog Talk has just been its own little crazy. So let's see how far we can make it. Wow, we're almost to 90,000. Let's see. See, I see all this stuff that I normally don't see when I get on different apparatus because each one shows me something different. And now it doesn't want to let me into chat. But I am going to get into chat on this. So this one is letting me get into chat. So let's see. It's building. All right. Wow. So I'm back again. Let me know in the chat. I'm on chat. Jeez, what is going on today? This is going to be a funny day, that's for sure. So if you can hear me, just tell me in the chat, and I think we're going to be good to go, and we'll probably have this 20-minute show and probably all that needs to be said. Okay, great. You guys can hear me. You know what happens when my phone pops off? Another weird thing is this music just popped into my head. It scared the heck out of me. It was actually pretty funny, but wow, what a morning. So, but getting back to the subtleties of self-love, it's one of those things that if you can just get this in your life and just understand that all you need, patience, not to be scared of time running out or you didn't do this yet, or that aggravation that we have with ourselves. When you meet people who feel content, they get that they need time, time to grow, time to learn. They get that they don't know everything. They become these self-educators in life. But just telling yourself that you don't know everything, you don't have to know everything, allows you to learn. Feeling like you have to be good at everything, feeling like you have to know everything, that you let people down and you start worrying about what every single individual person thinks of you and you build a case, all of that works against you. I have a friend, a good friend, who, for all intents and purposes, has learned all the different ways of healing people. She does it through so many avenues, through food, through Reiki, through going to these places all around the world and finding peace. I've had experiences with her that had to do with a lot with, like, her mom passing and you know, different people who passed in her life and all of this. And we had all these conversations for years. And then we had something horrific happen. And when that happened, not only one of the people, but the family started blaming everyone else for what happened to one person. And I was so taken aback by that because I thought, well, wait a minute, we all get that, you know, if something happens, there are no mistakes. There can't be a mistake. God doesn't make mistakes. And if we don't get this, after all of that, all the money, time, travel, work, and then you fall back, shouldn't have happened, and I'm really upset that that happened, and now I'm going to make up for lost time, and now I'm going to do this, and now I'm going to do that. And it's all based on anger. I had to say something. So I said, hey, you know what, can I come see you? I was supposed to go this morning. And no surprise, I got a text last night that said, please see you in a week. I'm busy this week. And I thought, oh, wow, God, not supposed to know yet. has to go through the experience of this week. And I knew the minute I thought, it just took me back so far that I thought, gosh, don't try to do everything on the outside of you to prove to yourself that you care. Because you're going to do that for everyone else. Prove to this that you love them. Prove to that that you love them. And you can do that all your life. People have lived lifetimes on it. But reel yourself confidence. When you know you're okay, no matter what happens on the outside, because stuff is going to happen and it's not going to be pretty. And other stuff's going to happen and it's going to be great, because that's what life does. Life comes and life goes. But while you're here, how do you live it? And there's a lot of philosophies on how to live it and how to lose weight and how to gain weight and how to, you know, make money and how, and all this stuff to do while we're here. But all that stuff is just a tornado on the side of your head spinning. Anyone who's gotten sick, all of a sudden their priorities are right in line. Okay, let me take care of my health. Let me exercise my body. Let me sleep. Because if I can't do those three things, I can't do anything else. And that's why when people do face a trauma like that, they get to know themselves. They automatically have to eat well. They have to sleep well, because your body heals in your sleep, to exercise your body. Those three things are the bottom line. And those three things you don't need money for. Everything else that's created around us, spinning around us, we need money for, but money can't buy your health. It can try to fix it once it's needed. Time and health are the new money, especially in America, where health is truly compromised. And I had my godson here for dinner last night, and he's going away to school, and we were talking about just food. And I said, if you do anything while you're there, just, you know, eat well. And he's an athlete, so that's fine. When we're happy, when we can't get to us, everything else around us starts to aggravate us. We get short-tempered. We feel like, you know, God, I can't wait till this is done, and I'm just so tired, and I just want to go home. Making time to sleep pays off in spades. Really going after eating good food pays off in spades. Exercising your body. And young people always look like, well, of course, I'm running around. And, you know, their weight is manageable still. They don't have that many issues. Patience. It takes to care for yourself is where self-love starts. And then when you understand that, then you're comfortable with loving yourself, because you get what it means. We have such a negative connotation attached to loving ourselves. And whatever made me quieter. There's a lot of proving that I didn't realize I used to do that I no longer try to do. I contact people when I have something to say. If I have nothing to say, I keep it in my mind until I do get to you. But I don't feel like anything has gone away because I'm bad, or I didn't do something yet, or I don't have something yet. All of our hands. And it starts with the patience to put those things in your hands. It starts with, hey, you know what? I'm going to be busy for the rest of my life. So how do I manage this block of time that I have? How do I take care of myself so that I truly can care for other people, because now I know what it means to care for them. What do I need to teach my kids? Take your time. Go out and play, which turns into go out and walk, or which turns into taking care of myself physically. Feeding them well, so that's the food I've introduced them to, instead of just anything that we think they like, because anyone can like sugar, salt, or fat. That's an easy one. And I've gotten to the point when it comes to food like that, and it took me a while. I mean, you know, we were definitely raised on, you know, Hostess Twinkies and whatever, you know, coming up, because no one realized what all that meant to us, and we used to think of it as kids' foods until we carried it with us in adulthood. But now there's a lot of food that I can look at and it doesn't even seem like food to me, because I initially pulled away from it. And now when I eat it, it doesn't taste like food to me. Because once you've eaten real food again, which I know we have to scale back to do that, but once you do that, real food really tastes completely different. And thank God that we have effort in us. Because when we take an effort, a concerted effort, to say, hey, you know what? I'm here today. A year from now, this is where I want to be. Give yourself the time. I will get there. And if you know that, and you have the patience to get there with yourself, you will. And you do. I've been doing it, not realizing that because I gave myself that time, I relaxed inside, not on the outside. Maybe someone who knows me couldn't tell, but on the inside, it was a huge leap by giving myself time. Someone who goes to a gym, they want to lose weight in a month, they're going to quit. If you want to change your eating habits in a month, you will stop. If you want to learn how to give yourself time and you didn't do it in the first month, you're not going to find a way. You're always going to find an excuse, something to hijack your day. And you'll do it. But the crazy part is, if you take that month and you change it to a year, your entire mindset has the time to transition itself. It's like a bridge of transition. And everything we talk about every single day are bridges of transition. Even this goofball forum of Blog Talk Radio, it gets all goofy every once in a while. But I never stop trying to call into the station, because I also know if I keep calling in, somehow one of those times is going to stick. And the weirdest thing is to have my phone die in the middle of the show. But the fact that we keep on trying keeps us together. I could easily say, well, the phone did it twice. Okay, three times. It did do it three times this morning. But in my heart, I wanted to do the show. So instead of swearing at it and getting mad at it and calling it names, it's a radio show. Trying. Because I knew that it will work. I had patience with it. I gave it time. I know it sounds funny, but I've seen people snap over stuff like this. I may have used to swear over stuff like that. Now instead of swearing, I always just go, oh, fruits and vegetables. I started the word with the same letter that used to come out of my mind. But now I just say fruits and vegetables. And when I say it, that makes me laugh. Because fruits and vegetables is so objective, charged, that I get away with it. And then I thought, wow, that's cool. Look, my brain didn't freak out. But it's because I took the time to think about, how do I want to live my life? I don't feel good when I start swearing. Not because they're bad words, but the energy that we're in when we're there is what I didn't like. Because it's just a word. But it just has such a eh to it that I just decided, oh my God, I don't want to, because every time I say it, it makes me feel anxious and it makes me feel like something's wrong and I have to fix it. Do I deserve that? No, I don't want that. And slowly, I started just taking these things out of my life, and before I knew it, they were just gone, literally gone. We are amazing in what we can do. And the sad part is, we don't even know how amazing we are. And we are. Can change for the better. We can do and grow, because when we're not, that's when we feel like there's no connection between our mind and our soul. Little things are what build that feeling in you. Self-love isn't flashing it. It's not a flashy emotion. It's a very confident emotion, and confidence is quiet. The louder the confidence, the less there is that one. And that's what I was trying to describe by, you know, this whole flash of I'm perfect and I've got this life and I'm shiny and look at my Facebook page and look at my, you know, Instagram and look at my selfie and look, I'm happy and look, every day I'm happy. And all of that is great. But deep inside is even better. Deep inside, that connection of understanding wherever you go in life, that you took yourself there, didn't just show up at your door and you had to deal with it, but that you have a hand in your own life. One of the things Christ said to me is, who would you be if everyone you knew didn't know you? And honestly, that happened in the beginning of me seeing Christ. I thought I knew all along what it meant, and it did. I did know what it meant all along, as far as I could understand. But in the last 6-7 months of my life, the meaning of that took on a whole new meaning, because I realized something Christ said to me. Talk and walk. Keep going. Don't stop at every port, because I would never get this work done. And that took me until the car accident to really understand that. And even after that, for a couple of months, what did that mean? Because I wanted to stop and take care of every single person along the way before I did this, whatever this was. And I wasn't even sure. So I didn't know where to go, and I didn't know how to not be that person. And then I met a lady, and in one conversation, she taught me, without knowing, it was just what she was displaying to me and the things she was telling me, just about herself. I knew exactly why I had to talk and walk. I would have just cleaned out my life and then adopted new people with the same issues. But then I was doing it one at a time. So I had to face my issue of doing that. And I gave myself the time to transition out of it. And it was like weaning me off of Coca-Cola. You know, it took me that long, but I had to be conscious of the steps. That I had to trust she'd be okay without me. I had to trust that I can just pray for her. I had to trust that I will be okay by keeping my focus over here. And I did become stronger inside, because now I could trust that I could grow myself and learn. Patience. Give yourself the time. Give yourself a year. Let yourself take the time to grow. You guys, I will see you tomorrow on Relationship Wednesday. I have just a few seconds left. Have a great Tuesday. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.